Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited, folks. One of my heroes is on the show with us right now. Karen Kerrigan is just absolutely one of my favorite people in the galaxy. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Yeah, that's right. They're the people you hear me talking about even when they're not here. And she is, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. She and her organization, and she's been with me now. She is the first person, to have a 16th anniversary with me on the show, and that's coming up later this year. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be here, Jim. Great to be here again. You know, it's... Time just flies when you're having fun, huh?
I know it does. Hey, Karen, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all the time, all the years of service that you have given to small business owners and spending a little bit of time with us. Hey, Karen, I wanted to get you started on this topic for this segment. Recently, I learned that 93% of federal employees don't want anything to do with Obamacare. And so we invited our audience. We didn't tell them what the percentage was. We just said, basically, we said federal employees don't want Obamacare. What do you think? 7% said we like Obamacare. 93% of my audience said we agree with those federal employees. We don't want Obamacare. So isn't it interesting that the same percentage of federal employees don't want Obamacare as my small business audience? How about that?
Okay, so now we have the small business community, we have federal employees, yeah. We have labor unions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so
and probably members of Congress by now.
Well, exactly, no, because, I mean, there had, you know, definitely, I mean, yep. The Hill and Capitol Hill and their staff
10,000 staffers.
Did not want to be forced into the exchanges. So, you know, it just confirms the fact that, you know, the law it's very unpopular, and the different components of it are not going over well with people mm-hmm. for the simple reason that it's raising costs, taking away choices, and giving people less flexibility and control over their health care.
And you know what else, Karen? It's raising costs, and it hasn't even kicked in yet.
Well, exactly.
In advance of the law, the costs are going up.
Well, and here's one of the challenges that small business owners are currently faced, and I know we as an organization as well, now our health care consultants, our health benefit consultants, are saying, well, gee, Karen, do you want to do a renewal, you know, a mid-year renewal, you know, before when you're supposed to do a renewal? Because if you do that, you will only have an 8.3% increase in your health care costs, as opposed to what we're hearing from the carriers who are saying it will be double-digit, triple-digit increases. So, you know, we're in a position and a lot of small businesses where, okay, we'll take the increase. You know what I mean?
But that only lasts for a year. Your saving is one year savings. After that, there's no protection.
No, you're absolutely right, because then all the other things start to kick in terms of just all the things start kicking in. I mean, and you're right, the costs, the carriers and the insurance companies already have built in a lot of those costs in terms of the regulation, in terms of the health insurance tax,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of these other things. And it's just like everything else. I mean, they're passing it on to us.
And Karen, we haven't even gotten to the fact that care is probably going to be diminished. You're going to pay more for less.
You are, and fewer choices, and so many, you know, doctors, are saying this is the time to exit.
Yep.
And a lot of them saying to their kids, this is not a good profession to go into.
Right.
I know when I go to my doctors, they're just wondering, well, gee, you know, what do I do? I mean, they're still confused.
That's right.
Do I do concierge care like everyone else is doing? Do I just sort of give up my small practice and move into a large hospital? And one of my doctors did that. He gave up his small practice. One of the best
I know a lot of them are doing that right now.
The best oncologist, yeah. one of the best
yeah.
oncologists
yeah.
in the Washington, D.C. area, and just said, time to get out.
Take my expenses and let me go to work every day. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
That's called basically, folks, that's the first step towards nationalizing our medical system, our healthcare system. Karen, hold on to that thought, folks. SBECouncil.org is her website. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some general economic issues that she's seeing out there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.